Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. We're watching the hearing for the Crumbly parents. They are, in my view, and they've been convicted, the maniacs who allowed access to a weapon which four students were killed in Michigan and have been convicted by two courts on various offenses. And it's going to be interesting to see what sentence they get. I think they deserve more than time served. And, you know, usually, I remember the last time this came up, people usually, we want negligent sentences. We want parent responsibility. I don't care that it involves guns. These two have a degree of responsibility with a kid who's in jail for life, a maniac. And four kids are dead. 855-839-1210. So I'll open up throughout the show as we see what they get today. I know there are people that think, well, why are they picking on them? We ought to do this more across the board. How many times do we ask, where were the parents? And in this case, it's pretty clear they were there and they were aiding and abetting. Tell me if you differ with that. Is it that you're concerned over the Second Amendment? That should not, though, move away from what these two engaged in or didn't engage in with their son and their culpability here. I think involuntary manslaughter is what they've been convicted of. All right, that's one thing that's out there. But I also want to, as we keep our eye on that, talk about this ongoing story. And I have a number. The specific is the thing that always gets people. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, was in town yesterday. And whenever she comes or the president comes.
Oh, she came for WrestleCon?
Yeah, that's what it was about. Yeah. It's about bringing satchel bags of money to buy people. And yesterday was student loan debt again and so-called forgiveness. And the double whammy of this, she was escorted by Dwight Evans, who's a congressman, Dan, and he says, thank God he got his student loan debt paid off because he's in public service. Give me a break. The people that are in public service are the small business people of America, Dwight. You and I know each other. Give me a break. You're making, what, $175,000 a year and then other ancillary income? You've been on the public dole forever? These are the people that get the break, teachers also. So Vice President Harris, who was not here for WrestleCon, post-wrestling.
WWE World?
She meets with Kelly Gray, a children's social worker, who shared a tearful story about her loans. Dan, she ballooned to over $300,000 as she pursued education degrees. My student loan debt is like everyone else's. I knew I wanted a better life for myself and twin daughters. Now, first thing we have a right to ask here, there's no husband involved here to provide this. And, hey, lady, we can't help it that you were sold a bill of goods and that you rang up $300,000 in student loan debt. Why should that be forgiven? Well, Harris's point is she's got to move on with her life. It was forgiven. And now she can buy a home. Well, isn't that nice? How about people listening? How about people that, because of the high interest rate and everything else, they're on the cusp. They've saved. They're both working. They're doing the right things. And they weren't stupid with the student loan debt. $300,000. Well, you're trying to block me from having a better life. How come Democrats not a word about predatory colleges? How do they let a woman ring up $300,000? The loan agencies and everything else. No, it's our duty to forgive that so that she can buy a home. $300,000. This is the person they featured yesterday when Vice President Harris was here. Now, you know that Joe Biden has already run afoul of the Supreme Court. And this won't fly. And yet he still continues to do this. He's in a showdown with them on this.
I had that Cardona clip you had me pull that asked directly, why not go after the universities? He completely ignores the question.
Yeah, let's hear. This is Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona when asked, what about the universities? What about the people charging this?
So what does student debt forgiveness matter in the long term if these tuitions are going through the roof?
You know, it does matter for many Americans who are right now saddled in debt. I talked to a teacher yesterday in New York who took out a $30,000 loan. It ballooned to $60,000 because of the interest. So it does matter for that teacher who can now buy a home or really, you know, help her children go to college. And we're also working on college accountability. We have a new SAVE plan that makes paying back your loans more affordable. So, you know,
Wait a minute. Where was the college accountability there, buddy? Danny, suck that fastball by us. Miguel, you don't get, listen, buddy. You can rob us. You can do your nonsense. But one thing we're not going to allow you to do on this show is say college accountability. The colleges are not accountable to anything. They do whatever the hell
college
they want.
College accountability, we help you pay back the loans.
Yes, we help you pay back the loans to the people that are not accountable.
And we're also working on college accountability. We have a new SAVE plan that makes paying back your loans more affordable. So, you know, we in the Biden administration here, we have a multi-pronged approach to make higher education more affordable and more accessible. As a first-generation college student, John, I can tell you, 30 years ago when I was looking, I needed something like this. I'm thankful that the administration right now is putting our efforts to making higher education more affordable. We have to lead the world in education, and we're taking steps to do that.
You're not taking any steps. Who are the people that are making it not affordable? Well, we're making it affordable by taking money from you and paying those people. That's an easy solution. Can you imagine college accountability? They go to a woman who runs up $300,000 in debt. She's got two twin daughters. No mention of the husband here. Not my business. But since we're paying, I might mention. Harris drops in, well, teachers are not paid enough. Well, how about merit pay? I mean, I agree with great teachers being paid more. Those that I wouldn't let walk a dog shouldn't be a teacher. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
I've learned that dog walking is kind of tough.
Well, I think it pays pretty well, at least in New York. All right, our buddy Rand Paul just tweeted out a little bit while ago, Senator Paul, breaking news that more information comes out about 15 government agencies is the claim in the information that's there that helped Dr. Fauci and others cover up the origin of the virus in Wuhan. Now, I started rereading his book last night, Deception, COVID cover-up, and right in the beginning, something I hadn't underlined before, we'll talk about Thursday night at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Hope you're there with us. Hope you get a couple of drinks beforehand. Maybe some bourbon.
Yeah.
He writes about Dr. Fauci, this colleague that knew they were in big trouble, Dan, and they're involved with burner phones. Why did Dr. Fauci and these minions...
They have burners?
Yeah, why do they need burner phones?
Like The Wire.
Yeah. In addition to that, no more emails. Don't email. We'll either meet or use these special phones they're talking about. And then he brings up, page after page, about spies that were involved around the infectious diseases. So you got spies, burner phones, Dr. Fauci, and that's just the beginning of the book. Of course, we'll ask Senator Paul about VP possibilities, about TikTok, and all that stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So what should happen to the couple in Michigan? They're making the case now. The lawyer for the mom said, well, don't send her to prison. I'll let her use my guest house. I don't know. She actually has a guest house? You have a guest room, Dan. The Giordanos don't have a guest house, though.
You don't?
No, we have the back room.
The Dom Dome had like a whole, you know.
No, well, the back room is kind of like Roe's resort room now. It's a Bible study combination. The cat loves it, and Roe has taken that over.
Do you call it a Florida room?
You ever
heard that term before?
Yeah, I've heard it, but this is kind of facing Delaware, so I don't know what it is. All right, so we got that. We also have the student loan debt. They will not end up stop with it, even though it should antagonize every American. And they actually drilled down, holding up as these paragons, Dwight Evans, who, the long as I've known him, has been, you know, working for the government, public service. And then a teacher who rings up $300,000, gets that forgiven so that she can buy a home. Why? Why this one debt versus all the others? Particularly somebody who is not a kid and gets involved with $300,000 in debt. Well, they're blaming the system. Well, no one's forcing her. She said, I wanted a better life. Well, then maybe you're going to have to pay for it. 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. We kind of teased it yesterday. With the eclipse and the earthquake, you had people out there talking still. The apocalypse is coming our way.
Yeah, it's right? here, Dom.
It's coming it's our here. Way. So we did this a couple years ago. I used to kid. It's a sign of the apocalypse. You know, we say that all the time. If somebody does something you weren't expecting. So I'll take off the board people eagerly. I'll nuance it, Dan. In the past, I said if they let you pump your gas, but you're right. If people were actually pumping their own gas in Jersey, willingly, they like it. Yeah. Not all those objections I get. That's a sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, it is.
If we have a Republican, an actual
Republican. I will never accept pumping my own gas
there
living
you go.
In Jersey.
That's There's, right. It's a service. It's, right?
No, why? Yeah. Why? Why? Why not? Like, what, I don't get why you're like so trollish about this. Just let us have
so,
it. Let us have this one.
It's so, okay. The laziness of it just is fun. All right. So the other one is if we have a Republican mayor anytime in the millennium. The
Especially next on my list, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Roe's contribution, if I take up dancing successfully over a long period of time. Something like
Underlining
that.
Underlining successfully.
Successfully, yes. All right, Dan, what's yours?
So I have a couple on my list. I did have Philadelphia electing a Republican mayor. I have one related to you, Dom. That's seeing Dom trashed, drunk, out of his mind. I think that'd be a
it's
sign of the apocalypse.
Happen.
It's now. No, you don't think so?
No.
Have you ever been drunk? Like,
I don't
over
think.
Over the line, no?
I don't think. Yeah, maybe a breathalyzer, a hair over. But I would ask for a recount.
Because I asked them, it's coming up Thursday. Is that the potential to see?
Nah, I don't think that. You know, Roe has set a 2-shot limit on that with the bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. Dan, me, getting into a gym, running a mile under 10
there
minutes.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah,
under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo.
And Philadelphia drivers abiding by driving laws and actually stopping at stop signs.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a sign of the apocalypse. Is suddenly, there's no potholes, no major potholes in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Then just start praying. Kneel down right there. It's coming. Bolts of lightning.
I mean, I think last time we did this, someone said a sign of the apocalypse would be no ATVs and dirt bikes on the roads, and I've seen less of
that's
them.
That's
so
pretty good.
Is that
yeah,
the world's
it's
to
starting to build up. Eclipse, no dirt bikes.
Earthquake.
It could happen. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push pound 1210. Student loan debt, again, they will not let up on this. They have to. He needs younger voters. That's why they're trashing Israel. That's not going to be enough. He has to continue to try to buy them off with this. And if I'm reelected, I'll continue to do this forever. And you would think there would be a backlash. We know what the uptick is. Some people will vote on this. Is there enough of a backlash of people to go? I mean, I'm thinking of these, again, building trade guys, union guys, who are patriotic Americans. They're only with the Democrat Party because they're going to give them something. They look at this and go, this is too much. You know, $300,000 in debt. No, I don't want to pay for that. Or do they say, we're all in on it. Let's continue to rob everybody else so that we get what we want. That's what the Democrat Party is about. And $300,000 in debt. You know, it's one thing. Person graduates. They took the wrong stuff. It didn't work out. They're $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in debt. Not good. But $300,000 in debt. And this is who they use as their person yesterday to flesh out the story when Vice President Harris is here. 855-839-1210. You get in. And again, with Rand Paul. Around the clock, with this Fauci stuff. We have breaking news, it seems like. So Thursday night, we have so many things to get to with him. We'll have a lot of fun, too. Don't forget your tickets. 1210WPHT.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is Dom time. I'll give you an update in a moment on mail-in balloting across Pennsylvania. Like, how many people are going to participate in the primary, which is just 2 weeks away. We have the Attorney General race. We have the Hauk Fitzpatrick race. Going to be interesting to see how that turns out. And we got a couple of other things. Of course, the presidential thing, you know, they keep score. Biden can get a lot of not committed. But 1 in 10 Pennsylvania voters, at least, are now choosing mail-in ballots. Over 56,000 mail-in ballots are their way to Bucks voters ahead of the April 23rd primary. And the Bucks County Courier-Times makes the point that this is up, considering it's a primary with not a lot happening versus a presidential race. Could it be that more Republicans are actually doing this? We won't know until we see the breakout 2 weeks from today and change from the primary. But I thought I would ask, have you made the decision to do that? Is that how you've decided to go? Even though in the past, maybe you wouldn't go that way. It seems as if we're seeing more of this play out. All right, let's go to Brian. Brian's in King of Prussia. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, welcome in.
Can you hear me, Dom?
Yeah, Brian, loud and clear.
All right, because I'm driving through Jersey now. So, all right, so the question, so if I can explain to you, I had a daughter. She went 4 years at Temple. You know, she was first going to be a physician's assistant, you know, but then she changed. And then, but she's now a nurse. She's an ER nurse in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
But in order for us to, I mean, the federal money was, it starts at like $3,500, you know, and I think it only tops out at five. So my question is, so, I mean, by the time she was done 4 years at Temple, her federal student loans were somewhere around $20,000.
Okay.
Right? Which we paid. So, How I don't understand where all this federal. How does somebody get $100,000 in debt to the federal government? I mean, she went to Jefferson mm-hmm. for another year of nursing, and she had to go to Sallie Mae. Now they don't. That's a private loan. So can
yeah.
you explain? Does anybody have an answer of how you can get this far in debt and how it can take 20 years? I mean, basically, you just never paid. You just decided to never pay at all.
Essentially. But, Dan, let me ask you. I mean, would they be taking loans out at different levels? Or how did this woman get $300,000 in debt? I know it's ballooning payments and all that, but still, how do you get to that?
I mean, there's a cap. I mean, when my daughter started freshman year at Temple, the federal would give us $3,500.
I got you. So, well, look, we'll try to get an answer. Dan, you know something about this, right or no?
I mean, I don't know how many get $300,000. I mean, private school tuitions are nuts. You're talking like 50.
Yeah, but how do you get the debt? Who's back
but,
giving
but
you?
But Biden can only address the federal. He can't address private loaning like Sally Mae.
Right.
So I see it as almost impossible that you could get this amount of debt because they have caps on what you're allowed to get, at least. For us, it was.
All right, right. Thank you, Brian. Some of it's based on income. I'm not sure how this woman got $300,000 in debt. That would be good. That would be a good question for the media. Don't you think they ought to ask Harrison, the woman, how did you get $300,000 in debt? Instead, oh, isn't it wonderful? She's getting a home now. Am I bad that I resent that she's getting a home? I do.
I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's parents co-signing.
Ah, well, I don't know with her, though.
Yeah,
I resent that Harris is here and she's getting a home. Yeah, I'll admit, oh, you're not allowed to say resent. And I'm a talk host. You can say that because it's true. And I'll tell you why I resent it. I know a number of people, you and Maisie were in that situation, on the cusp of doing this. We have, due to inflation, the Fed, unbelievable interest rates. What about all those people who didn't use this? And somehow or another, it gets forgiven. That's a good question. Now, the story doesn't go into that. They never asked that. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm reading right from it, though. She pursued different education degrees. So is it dependent on...
I mean, she could be like Van Wilder and then be 8 years in school, switching schools from private school to private school. And, you know, credits aren't lapsing into the new school. And maybe she's working on a doctorate type degree or a master's degree, adding more years onto that.
Yeah, and she is. Dan, I've seen statistics that indicate, I'll say safely, about 50% of this debt are people pursuing masters, et cetera. And they say, well, you need a master's today. Look, it's bad enough with the undergrad stuff. Why should we be forgiving debt of people that pursued a master's or a doctorate or something else? It shouldn't be. There's no argument they can make. They don't debate it. They're inside a bubble. All they do is say, you are mean, you're lacking in compassion, because I said I resent it. I do. You're not allowed to resent anything anymore. Is there not justified resentment? Righteous resentment.
I think there is, but you also have a young generation who is saddled with this debt that you can't vilify and alienate from the party in a stance. Obviously, all discussions open around student loans, but when framing a position as a party.
You made that point before, and here's my challenge to it. It's like Trump with the abortion thing. I get your point, and sitting there with him, I'd be cautious too, but I don't think we can win or deflect enough on this. I think somehow or another, we got to stoke up the resentment at the same time to get enough people to turn out.
I think you got to stoke up the resentment towards universities charging a lot, though, and not towards people taking out idiotic loans. Like, I'm not going to, you know, argue with you that these people are morons for taking out $300,000 loans.
Right.
But you still got to try to get their vote. So I think you don't make them the enemy. You make the big universities the enemy, who are indeed the true enemy.
That is my enemy. But, Dan, I would tell you this. This woman with the two kids and all is different than the average kid that went off the school at 18 and the whole thing. She's got $300,000. You know, I'm the one that usually lectures about winning. I can't find winning in my formula today. You know what I find in my formula? Pure unadulterated resentment. I resent Harris. I resent her. I resent the Inquirer. I resent Dwight Evans. See if Dwight Evans will come on the show and tell us why he's in public service, Dan, and you and I are not. Why are not talk radio producers and big mouth hosts? Aren't we doing a public service?
Do you really want this?
Aren't we doing a public service right now?
If you really want this, Dom, we can run you for mayor.
Hey.
Dom Giordano for mayor, side of the apocalypse, Republican mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah. If I run for mayor, do I get the student loan as a public loan, even though I'm not mayor at that point? Because I'm running. Tell me, Dwight Evans, why you, who's never had any legislative luck that I know of, is a congressman, why are you a public servant and I'm not? How do you get to be a public servant category? How about Dwight? No, I'm serious, Dan. Get him on. How can he answer that a small businessman is not more of a public servant than he is? I'd love to hear that answer. Because if he says he is, that's trouble. If he says he's not, that's trouble.
I'm waiting to hear the argument as to why conservative radio hosts are public servants.
We are. We're providing news, information, entertainment. Connection with us over the years.
Public service announcements. We run those, you know.
Well, why not?
We file for the FCC, you know, issues, comments, and things that we're talking about that pertain to local issues. And,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Who's done more, Dwight Evans or me?
You, obviously.
Yes. Get him on. I'll say that.
Right across from you.
I'm able to say I'm not running for office yet. So I can say something like that. What's he going to say? Let's see if he'd come on that. Brendan Boyle, another public service. Why is that guy a public servant?
Well, you want your mortgage forgiven now, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't have one, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Jim Worthington is with us next. He's bringing President Trump back to Bucks County. Dan, he's a physical fitness guru. He's bringing a president who's done great stuff. Isn't Jim Worthington a public servant?
Are you going
to
say no?
Well, how about all the producers here who have to put up with these crazy hosts and callers and listeners? Aren't you public servants?
For dealing with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Bro is the ultimate public servant. They ought to give her $1 million loan every year. Who else is a public servant? No, I mean small business, though. Or Jim's a small business with a lot of people that work for him. Isn't he a bigger public servant than a guy like Dwight Evans? Or this woman who works for a, she's a children's social worker with a $300,000 loan.
I mean, it's a public servant, children's social worker.
I think the small business person's more of a public servant. Is creating lives and jobs for them. I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, a politician is a different story, but a children's social worker. I can make the argument that a children's social worker is.
All right, that sign ought to come down. You're saying what Rose said. You've gone too far. You're beating up on a children's social worker. Stick with Dwight Evans. Welcome in. Jim Worthington with us. Big event coming our way in Bucks County this weekend with President Trump at the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club. Let's go to Jim Worthington. Haven't spoken to Jim in a while. Hey, Jim, welcome back in, and it's good be a public servant speaking to another public servant.
You know, that Dom, that hit a sore spot in our in my industry, because we compete with the YMCAs that are considered non-for-profit, so they're tax exempt, and here we do everything they do and pay and still pay taxes, and they don't. In the meantime, we've had that battle before, and we literally give something like 30 times more a year away in goods, services, money, charitable contributions than a typical YMCA does in a year. So with that, the public servant thing kind of hit a nerve with me.
Well, it does with me, too. I mean, imagine Dwight Evans has been in the government forever. That's how I got my loan paid off, he said yesterday. I'm a public servant. Oh, my God.
Mm.
So you're bringing another big event to the NAC. It's been a little while since that one with Dr. Oz. What's happening with President Trump, I guess, this Saturday, Jim?
Well, yeah, it's a big event in a sense that we're doing a fundraiser to help support his campaign. The amount of people isn't huge. It's not like in 2016 when I had him in the field house, which you've been in, where we had 4,000 or 5,000 people inside and another 4,000 or 5,000 outside. It's going to be a limited. When I say limited, it's going to be hundreds of people, not thousands. But it's going to be Saturday, and you know we still have room if anybody wants to to come to participate. But it's going to be epic. I mean, it's the first time I've had him in my building. People wanted to say in 2016 I had him in a business that I owned next door that was unaffiliated with Newtown Athletic Club. It's my Newtown Sports Training Center. It's not part of the membership here, but. And I try to avoid, you know, hosting political things if I can in the main building. But we couldn't work out putting them in my field house. So because there was already a conflict there with an event we're doing. So, look, I'm not going to turn down the president of the United States. I made the decision. I'm going to have him in the club. It may not sit well with some people, but I can tell you this. If I was a Democrat and Joe Biden wanted to come to my business, I'd have no problem doing that. And I happen to be a big supporter of President Trump, so there's no way I'm going to turn down 45 for this. And there's going to be some backlash. But as you know, Dom, I fought three lawsuits in the last year and settled them back in November for the right to advocate for who I want and speak for who I want. So if I wasn't going to take advantage of it now, well, then why did I bother suing everybody? And by the way, winning.
Yeah, well, exactly. defamation, what went on out there was legendary. So how does Bucks County look? One barometer I use, Jim, is Scott Presler, who's unbelievable. I don't know if you've met him. The guy who registered voters. He tweets out, I guess, each Monday night how close they are registration-wise to tipping Bucks County, Luzerne, and one other. But Bucks is within, I think, 1,700. And that's incredible, that kind of change, at least on paper, to go from Democrat to Republican. We know a lot of these Democrats just grew up in it and still might vote for a Trump, for example. So that's pretty good in Bucks County.
Yeah, I can tell you this. It wasn't that long ago. It was 10,000 or more. And I got to give credit to him. I'd say the GOP's worked hard in Bucks County to close that number. I know my group, Linda Mitchell and I, have worked hard. I think it's been a collaborative effort. There's even another group, Right for Bucks. I mean, there's a lot of different groups that are trying to make a difference in Bucks County. Sometimes a few of them don't see eye to eye. I always get along with everybody because in my view, we're all, you know, trying to get to the same thing, is to get our candidates to win. But at the end of the day, we're all contributing, and yeah, they've closed it down. Now, that's literally nothing. It's just dead even. And, you know, it's, you know, I have a lot of members that come into my club. I have 12,000 people, and it's amazing what I'm hearing. I mean, literally people were talking to me today talking about landslide. Now, I don't believe that either right now yet, but I do believe that President Trump's polling tremendously and things are looking good. And I think, look, I said this in 2016, and I'll say it again on Saturday when I introduce him, is, you know, the presidency runs through Bucks County in the southeast. If you win Bucks County, you keep close in the southeast, you win Pennsylvania, he's the 47th president of the United States. So this is very important, and that's why he's coming here Saturday.
It absolutely is, and the fundraising really helps. Jim, in another life, that's what you do, that and the Knack. So if people are interested, they can contact you at the Newtown Athletic Club.
Yes, just contact me and I'll get them the information.
Hey, Jim, good luck on Saturday, and we'll catch up and see how it goes. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Tom. Take care now.
Jim Worthington here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, Scott Presler at it again, Dan, and I think Luzerne is within 1,300. I think by the time we get through the middle of the summer, Bucks County will be red on paper. That's his goal. You know, he's just chews away. Each week, the report. Wow. All right, Dan, your news sounder has to be ready for this. The sentence has just come down, and even I'm, Dan, a bit surprised at this, and I would be hard on these parents. The Crumbly parents are sentenced each to 10 to 15 years in prison. 10 to 15 years for the involuntary manslaughter involving their son, their knowledge of how troubled he was, access to a weapon, and then the resulting four dead when he came out of the bathroom at his school, firing away and killing him. The father apparently went on a rant from jail, attacking the prosecutor also, and there was a sense that they were not sorry about most of this, as far as we know. All right, Dan, your thoughts.
I have some audio from the judge.
Yeah, so you're the judge.
Confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. About repeatedly ignoring things that would make a reasonable person feel the hair on the back of their neck stand up. Opportunity knocked over and over again, louder and louder, and was ignored. No one answered, and these two people should have and sure didn't. Mr. Crumley, it's clear to this court that because of you, there was unfettered access to a gun or guns, as well as ammunition in your home. You've characterized yourself as a martyr and threatened the well-being of the prosecutor. Mrs. Crumley, you glorified the use and possession of these weapons. Your attitude toward your son and his behaviors was dispassionate and apathetic. Your response to school staff after a 12-minute meeting was, "Are we done here?" During your trial, you announced that you wouldn't do anything different. I understand that might have been misinterpreted, but it did cut the victims deep. Because of both of your actions and inaction, among many, many other things, the world is missing out on a top college university will miss out on Tate Star quality football skills, creativity, and sense of humor. Among many, many other things the world will miss is Madison's kind and loving soul and the light that reflected her beauty both inside and out. Although a hero in death because of his organ donations that helped so many, we will never know where Justin, an excellent student with vast skills and interests, described as a mentor and a leader, would have left his giant imprint. The impact statements given here and the written statements provided to the court describe the cataclysmic impact the deaths of these children have had on their children.
Okay, Dan, thank you. So, again, I understand the sensitivity, and the judge sort of pointed toward it a little bit when it's a case around Second Amendment rights and what they were doing in their home. But to me, this was pretty clear cut. Their actions, their lack of remorse, and everything else that's involved. And again, ever since I've started doing talk radio, a constant complaint is, where are the parents? Why didn't the parents? Why are they not held responsible at some level, shape, or form? Now, 10 to 15 years, given this, even though there's been multiple trials, it wasn't just the kid knew how to get the weapon. There was a lot more to it than that. They were callous about this. They were callous when they met with the school. I don't think the school did enough based upon what they knew. I don't know if they met their duty. And you have four kids dead now on something that everybody should have seen coming. It was that blatant. But 10 to 15 years, that is a big sentence. Now, I don't know on appeal what will happen. I'm not sure how it gets played out.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumley, that you served 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections. You will have credit for 858 days. State costs are $272. There's a crime victim's rights fee of $130. You and your agents may not have any contact with the families of Madison Baldwin, Tate Meir, Hannah St. Juliana, and Justin Schilling. I will issue another ruling with regard to contact with your son, the shooter. Excuse me. As to defendant James Crumley, it is the sentence of this court that you served 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections, that you received credit for 858 days.
Okay. All right. I'd love to get your reaction. Don't be shy about it. If you think this is way out of line, 855-839-1210. We constantly see this type of issue. All right. And we constantly see, we come back to all the time. Well, yeah, we all saw this coming. We thought that. And nothing could be done. Well, these are the parents where more could have been done, including access. It's somebody this, it was obvious. Again, not sure what happened with people at the school or not. As I remember the story when it first broke, I didn't fully like their methodology of dealing with it either. Dan, too harsh of a sentence?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm curious what precedent this opens up. Like how far are we going to now start holding parents accountable? Or is it just this individual case is a one-off case here?
Well, this is a pretty notorious one. I would hope it opens up the door that we are going to hold them more responsible. I mean,
let me ask you, because you see so much violence perpetrated here in Philadelphia by 15, 16-year-old teenagers. Do we start holding their parents accountable for allowing their kids to be out there at midnight firing shots at rival, neighborhoods and such?
Well, the answer is we should. We're not going to with Larry Krasner. We're not going to with a progressive government. But we should. And I get what you're saying. Well, why in this case? That's what some people react to. Okay, we're going to go back to square one then. Let's stop saying we're going to hold parents responsible. This is a starting point, to Dan's point. Should there be more of it? Yeah, and it ought to be at earlier stages where it's not 10 to 15, where it's a fine, for example, or something else that's involved. I mean, how often have we said this? What about the parents?
I think a good example of even a lesser, not as strong of what we're talking about here, but you talk about the Ocean City situation with teenagers out on the boardwalk and all. Should the parents be hit with a fine if their kids are caught there after curfew? Yeah, they should be,
right? They should be, yes. Yeah, they're in charge of them. And we could say, the government doesn't let you and all. Okay, well then, maybe you're in the camp that says we really shouldn't hold parents responsible. Give that up then. You can't have it both ways. And they're going to be mistakes. I mean, 10 to 15 is a little bit on the high side to me. I would think more of 5 to 10, given what I've read of this case. But 855-839-1210, that's how we'll get you in. This is a case that could be a landmark moving toward more cases like it. Ron DeSantis, Dan, I'm watching this on Fox, is at it again, cracking down on porch pirates. This one guy, I'd hunt him down to the end of the earth. He dresses himself up as a trash bag and kind of meanders, meanders up to the porch to be stealing stuff.
That is intuitive.
Just,
I guess you can call.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so we have the decision in Michigan. Love to get your response. We want parents to be responsible. Is this case out of bounds?
He's really wearing a trash bag?
Trash bag. Yes.
Like, the Ring camera's not going to see a person-shaped trash bag slowly moving towards your package?
Yeah, but he's completely, you can't see his face in it.
Okay.
All right, that's the idea.
Like, wouldn't a shiesty just be easier than a trash bag, though?
Exactly.
I'm a band here in Philadelphia, so
it's
maybe
just something about the guy doing this. Get him. And DeSantis, again, cracking down on this. New bill. That's it. Squatters, the same thing.
There's a very slow-moving trash bag on a Ring camera, dear.
Yeah. Here's what I teased before. Bucks County Courier Times reporting 603,410 Democrats have been approved for mail ballot for the primary coming up to about 206,995 Republicans. That's about 15% of the state's 3.89 million registered Democrats, but it's fewer than 6% of the state's 3.5 million Republican voters. Well, I don't know. I don't know if Guy Shiraki on the math on that, if that's so bad for a primary. I think if we get it up to about two-thirds of it, if they're at 15 and Republicans are at 10. Now, in the presidential, they're probably going to be at like 40%, so you're going to have to be at around 28%, 25%. It's not a great sign that people are actually doing this yet, but it's better than it was before. That's the latest figure. All right, let's go to side question today. Earthquake, eclipse.
Don't wish a hurricane upon us now, Dom.
Signs of the apocalypse. Hit us with your sign of the apocalypse. All in good fun, not a serious one. Remember, that's what the side question is. All right, let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hey, Jesse, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, how are you?
Good.
You know, everybody loves a parade. And I think the sign of apocalypse when the Taliban schedules their first pride parade, when they wear, dye their beards pink and wear fishnet stockings. I think it's time to head for the hills at that point.
All right, we had to go a little bit far afield
a little bit
too much. We got the apocalypse angle, though. Okay, we'll put you down for that one. Hey, by the way, don't forget tickets for Rand Paul. A few left for the Zlock Performing Arts Center. It's going to be a fascinating night with him. Who knows how many more stories will develop around him. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Coming up, your calls a little bit later on. We're going to talk with Jeff Van Drew. He had quite a battle on Fox over the weekend with Arthel Neville. What? We'll get a lot of stuff from Jeff Van Drew a little bit later on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.